From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The death of former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay may actually restore his good name. Legally speaking, a jury found Lay guilty of conspiracy and fraud charges in May. Then yesterday, he suffered a fatal heart attack. So his lawyers will likely get his case vacated and his guilty verdict thrown out. Tom Fowler writes for the Houston Chronicle. He says the key here is that Lay died while awaiting sentencing.
This is the funny thing. Really, there hasn't been a final judgment issued in the case. Everyone seems to think once you're convicted, that's it, end of story. But of course, it's not until he went through the entire process that really there's a final judgment issued. And even if he'd been sentenced, it still would have been the same thing. He still is allowed to go through the full appeals. So essentially, there's a case law here in Texas, Fifth Circuit, that basically says if you haven't gone through this whole process and you die, they figure that the fairest thing to do is to treat it as if there was no charge, there's no indictment, because you're just simply not there to continue that process.
So as the Houston Chronicle said today, Kenneth Lay could do in death what he couldn't do in the courtroom.
Exactly.
He avoided a criminal record.
Exactly.
And so how does that affect the rest of the legal proceedings in the Enron case?
Well, in terms of, for instance, Jeffrey Skilling, it shouldn't have a particular impact on him. I mean, he'll be the only person standing before the judge come October to receive a sentence. What it does criminally for Lay, since the case will most likely be vacated, that means any effort for the Department of Justice to get his assets through forfeiture, which that process they've already started, that goes away as well. So they have the option, they can go through basically civil forfeiture proceedings. They can file their own new effort, or they can use the SEC's existing cases against Lay and use that as the vehicle. It's not clear which way they would go or if there's a particular advantage. I would think the Department of Justice would probably choose to do their own forfeiture, though.
Now, what about all those former Enron employees and retirees who lost so much money when the company collapsed? They were also suing Ken Lay. What happens to their case?
Sure. And there's two main class action suits, the shareholder suit and the former employee suit. In theory, it doesn't really change things. They go from, you know, having as a defendant Ken Lay, the man, to having the estate of Ken Lay as the defendant. But one big difference, though, is that they can't use, in their cases, Lay's conviction as sort of a leverage to get a bigger settlement, because essentially that conviction really goes away if it is vacated. So probably what would more likely happen if they decide to continue against the estate of Lay, they would settle, which is widely what's been expected anyhow, but it might be just for a smaller sum. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that Lay's assets or potential assets out of this are much smaller, you know, perhaps $10 million, $20 million or so, versus the $7 billion that the shareholder suit has gotten so far in settlement. So it's a fairly small amount of money in the big scheme of things.
So any assets that he has and anything that his family might receive through insurance claim, all that's protected now?
Yeah, I believe insurance, typically through, you know, estate planning practices, it's pretty common to have those things safe from civil suits. We don't know for a fact that they did that with any sort of insurance, but it's very common for that to be the case.
So many years hence, if someone is trying to do some research on the Enron case, they want to know what happened to Ken Lay in the end, what's the record going to say?
We were just talking about that this morning. You know, can we say convicted felon Ken Lay? And I think technically we can't. Technically, if his case is indeed vacated, then he was never charged, never found guilty. But the simple fact is he was found guilty by a jury. This will be a story that will be full of footnotes from here on out.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Sure. Thank you, Michelle.
Tom Fowler is a reporter with the Houston Chronicle.